WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon, Z Country. Welcome back to another episode. And with me today is Youth Leg Coordinator Jessica Sexton and Tuscarawas Anti-Drug Coalition member Brock West. And we're going to be talking about the campaign that they're participating in. And that's the Parents Who Host Lose the Most campaign, running alongside prom and graduation season, plus also the summertime. And Brock, let's first start off with really what the Parents Who Host Lose the Most campaign actually is.
So the campaign was designed to raise awareness about drinking, especially whenever it comes to things like grad parties, post-prom, all that kind of stuff. It's aimed to tell parents that it's illegal to serve anyone under the age of 21 alcohol at these parties. Even if they are your kid or they aren't your kid, it's still illegal.
How is the Anti-Drug Coalition kind of getting involved and kind of launching their own subset of this?
So by launching this, we're just kind of hoping to say, hey, parents, you shouldn't be doing this. These are some of the fines that you could face. You could even face some time in jail, just to kind of raise awareness about this.
Okay. And in terms of that awareness, and you're asking the kind of the parents or the guardians, is it more like don't have a party or make sure the alcohol is put away?
Definitely have a party, but once again, make sure that the alcohol is put away, you know, make sure it's out of the reach, you aren't serving anyone who's underage, that kind of stuff.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure it's even going to be more important now with, last year was pretty much canceled in terms of graduation and stuff, and I don't know if graduation is happening now or
yes,
if that's later.
Is.
Okay.
I'm a senior, so,
okay, so
just finished up.
So you kind of see this a little bit more than me and kind of hear from other students.
Yes, we'll definitely still be having grad parties and stuff and graduations still on for now. So, with the grad parties and stuff, just make sure alcohol is out of the reach of the kids.
One thing, since it is coming from the Anti-Drug Coalition, tell me a little bit about the Anti-Drug Coalition in general, because this is just one of the many kind of campaigns that you guys do.
So the Anti-Drug Coalition is a group of advisors from all parts of the county, and our goal is to raise youth in a healthy, drug-free community.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about how you got involved, because you've been with them for several years now.
Yes. During my freshman year of high school, I joined Youth to Youth. After that, I also joined the Youth Advisory Board. And after a year on both of those groups, they asked me to come join the Anti-Drug Coalition. I wasn't going to turn it down, so I've been a member of the Anti-Drug Coalition for 3 years now.
Okay, 3 years. And are you able to continue in that capacity somewhat since you're graduating?
Well, I'll be moving off to college, so I'm not so sure, but I'll still try to remain involved a little bit as good as I can.
You know, just as being a student yourself and being there again for 3 years, you've been through a lot of different campaigns. What are some of the ones that the Drug Coalition has done that really stood out, or any projects that you've done?
Trying to think about it, we've done so many different things. Tackling things like mental health, letting people know that they're not alone, working with anti-tobacco, anti-drinking, anti-marijuana, whole bunch of different things. And that's just a few things I'm spitting off the top of my head, but we've just been so busy over the past 3 years. I've seen so many things go on, and I know that they're working in our schools and in our community.
Absolutely. And do you think that's an important thing, is getting into the schools first?
Definitely. Letting children and students know that what people are approaching them to do is not good for them. It's illegal, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It kind of gets that message into their heads, and they're less likely to do it whenever they go on in life.
Okay. Anything from you, Jessica?
I just agree with Brock. I think that getting into schools earlier is a great idea. That just goes along with the prevention mindset that the ADC pushes so much, is to educate these students so that before they start to use, they're fully educated to make those decisions so that they know what they're putting into their body. And hopefully that they'll either, one, never use illegal substances, or two, wait till the legal age so that they know that their bodies are developed, and that they can make healthy and educated choices for themselves so they can grow and be productive members of society.
You know, I know 2020 obviously was different for everyone, and you guys weren't able to get out there that much. Did you see an impact on that, or did that help the Anti-Drug Coalition maybe raise more awareness of different campaigns?
With the Anti-Drug Coalition, we kind of shifted a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still focus on, tobacco, all that kind of stuff. But we kind of also wanted to focus on mental health, letting people know that there's people out there who are willing to help them if they need it, you know, because we were all in a just time of disconnect.
Yeah.
And so just letting people know that there's ways that we can stay connected and all that kind of stuff. But even then, you know, whenever coming back to school and stuff like that, you know, we're still seeing substance use, sadly, but we just had to kind of adapt. And now we're working back in to tackle these kind of issues again.
If you're looking for a little bit more about parents who host the most and have questions, you can go to drugfreeactionalliance.org or Ohio Guidestone. Definitely a resource there if you have questions.
Another resource that we have is the adctusk.org website. You could probably find some things on there as well.
Once again, Tuscarawas Anti-Drug Coalition member Brock West and Youth Leg coordinator Jessica Saxton talking about the ADC's launching of their own Parents Who Host Lose the Most campaign running alongside prom and graduation season along with the summertime. And of course, this campaign is just a reminder for parents as well as guardians that it's unacceptable and illegal as well as unhealthy to serve alcohol to minors. And that's going to be all for our Tusk Talks episode this week. And for more details, head over to WTUZ.com under the podcast section. I'm your host, Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.